proclamation number 4580 dated the March 5th, 1949.
Un nous a conforté. Apostrophe, explanation of apparent contradiction.
My spirit will guide you into truth, as I have promised. I will send you the Comforter, the Spirit of Truth, which will guide you into all truth and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Thus anyone allowing this spirit of mine to become effective in him will also know the truth and can accept everything conveyed to him by my spirit. Think very seriously about this for once and you'll know what originates from me and can be believed by you. As soon as you recollect my words which I spoke on earth to my disciples as well as to all other people, you will not be able to dismiss the fact that you can receive the pure truth in the way I told you with the words, I will send you the Comforter, the Spirit of Truth. And prior to my words I said that I will take abode in those who prepare their heart for me, that I will not abandon them, that I will reveal myself to those who love me and keep my commandments. It therefore follows that my revelations must come from within, that Roman 1, once I have taken abode in a person's heart, will also manifest myself therein with the result that the person will hear my voice through the inner word. And this is proof again that you may unhesitatingly trust this voice. For it is the expression of my love for my own, who are counted as my own because they accepted me myself in their hearts, because I was able to take abode in them. Hence you possess my word, the announcement of my will, the truth in its purest form. Therefore you need not be taught from outside if you acknowledge me as your teacher and trust yourselves directly to me. Direct communication between you and me is therefore possible, and in order to be truthfully educated you must acknowledge this first. Then you will strive to receive the truth from the original source and will also be able to believe with conviction what is imparted to you. For this knowledge comes to you in a fully conscious state. I speak to you and you hear me. But I speak to you through your heart and your heart hears my voice, not your physical ear, which can only hear externally spoken words. If you inwardly hear my word then you will know that I am expressing myself. Alternatively, if you hear the word from outside then you need to ascertain its origin, for anything can be offered to you from outside, my adversary also approaches you from outside. And then you should seriously examine it, and if you examine it seriously then you also have the will to find the source of what you are offered in me. If you therefore want to hear me speak I will certainly grant your wish, in which case every word you receive will be true if it is imparted to you through my devoted servants. Let this be a sure sign to you, that I will answer your every question if you present it to me. You are all always taught in a way that matches your maturity. You can only grasp profound wisdom once you have reached a specific degree of maturity, when the explanation from the spiritual kingdom can be given to you unveiled, which will be understandable to you if you compare it with my activity on earth, where I always spoke to people in parables, in metaphorical language, in order to explain it to them. These veiled teachings are intended to stimulate a person's thinking, so that he penetrates spiritual knowledge and does not just superficially accept it with his physical ears. If I impart my word unveiled, as I do now, then the degree of maturity which guarantees the correct understanding is a prerequisite. Words to that effect will not differ as soon as both the veiled and the direct word from above come in unveiled form from the same source, as soon as every teaching has originated from me. But first you must examine this and you need only appeal for my help in order to pass the right judgment. Bear in mind that the adversary works as well, and especially when people try to escape from him, when they strive for truth in order to learn to recognize and love me, then he will always try to extinguish or obscure the light and be very active where the opportunity presents itself, in order to help you humans and to undermine the activity of this said power. I provide you with information through bearers of light where impure influences have led your thinking astray. That which comes from above is truth, and that which comes from below are errors and lies. Where direct inner spiritual activity can be recognized, it can only be the working of forces from above which receive and forward my illumination. However, where forces avail themselves of a human form in an unconscious state, caution is advised, for a passive form can also be used by a dark force, if only for a short time, yet fellow human beings themselves often determine the statements made through this form with their own thoughts and wishes, which are instantly picked up by these forces which will then audibly express themselves through this form. 4. As soon as some of the listeners have strong willpower, their thoughts will also exert a strong influence and, depending on their truth, they will be seized by either forces of light or of darkness and audibly expressed. For this reason, the human being should always let go of his own knowledge when he receives spiritual knowledge. He should humbly and like a small child without knowledge allow himself to be taught. Then purest truth will flow to him, because no resistance exists to prevent it. Many will take the exception to the fact that a seeming contradiction comes to light, yet my spirit has always revealed the same to people. It was simply not understood by everyone in the same way, and even those who received my word were not free of their own thoughts as soon as they turned their eyes towards the world and associated world events with the spiritual information. Besides, my eternal plan of salvation was unknown to people at the time I lived on earth, and the explanations I gave to people about future times were presented such that only someone who had completely shaped himself into love would have been able to form a correct idea about the last days, about the last judgment and the end. The others lacked realization, and the clear portrayal would not have been beneficial for them. Since the especially announced judgment was still ahead of them, the destruction of Jerusalem, which likewise signified the chapter of an era for these people and was nearer to them than the end. So people were certainly informed of a renewal, of a spiritual change, but with an additional remark which related more to the change of people than the transformation of earth, because the knowledge of the latter would have been detrimental to their spiritual state. But now I approach those people who will live through the final chapter on this earth. I approach those who have attained a certain degree of maturity and therefore also the understanding for the coming events. To these I provide complete clarification and instruct them to inform their fellow human beings of it. However, they will only be believed by those who become discerning and spiritually enlightened through genuine striving for perfection, who know my plan of salvation and realize that there is no other option but a total transformation of the earth, for the sake of the souls which have fallen to the lowest point and yet shall be redeemed one day. Right now I speak to the people of the last days, but even in the past my words were not contradictory. As Jesus, the man, I said what I saw and was prevented from seeing how the end would happen. I saw the converted human race but not the transformed earth, because it was God's wish to keep people uninformed at that time. The fact that earth must remain a place of education for the spiritual substances and for how long, that it therefore must continue to exist, was certainly meant to be explained to people. However, the transformation of the earth's surface affects the higher development of the spiritual substances bound in matter and the renewed banishment of a soul which, embodied as a human being, has not passed the test of faith and will. Neither was comprehensible to humanity. It only differentiated between an earthly world, as it existed, and a purely spiritual world, and it was merely explained to people that the earth, as a world of matter, cannot be excluded as yet and that the development on this earth must still continue for an infinitely long time. For earth as a planet will not cease to exist after the last judgment, it will merely fulfill its mission in a completely new formation and thus a new developmental period will start with a paradise-like state, with those people who are lifted up to heaven before that. Because they will prove their loyalty to me during the lost battle of faith, because they will persevere until the end and therefore become blessed in heartfelt unity with me in a spiritual kingdom of light. Amen.